So another story that caught my eye this week was from researchers at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, who found a way to make some super thin and flexible electronics which can be applied to almost any surface. So they published this paper in Nature Communications, and these thin film transistors, they're machined onto a film of a polymer called paraline, which is only 1 micrometre thick, so that's 1/1,000,000th of a metre. It's really thin. Now, they have to hold that film in place while they're doing the machining. So to do that, they attach it to a piece of silicon. Now, the clever bit is that they use a special glue to attach the film to the silicon that's soluble. So that means once they've made the transistor, they can just pop the whole thing in some water, the silicon wafer falls off as the glue dissolves, and you're left with this film floating on the water, which can then be picked up and applied to all sorts of different things. Giovanni Salvatore and colleagues who did this paper, they chose paraline because it's biocompatible and it can be attached to a huge variety of materials, from textiles and implantable devices to plant leaves and even human skin. And that means they've got a huge range of possible applications for this thing. They even made both transparent and non-transparent versions of the transistors, so that widens their possible uses even further. They wanted to show how flexible the devices are, so first of all, they bent them over human hairs, which doesn't sound like much bending, but when you're only 1 micrometre thick, that's quite a lot of bending. And both of them survived that and still worked absolutely fine. They then tried putting them on a piece of foil and then crumpling the foil up and flattening it out again several times. The transparent one didn't work, but the non-transparent one actually survived even that, which is quite impressive.
What do they say we could do with this medically? What are the sort of future goals of doing this?
So they think there's a huge number of goals, but one that they actually tested out was using it on a contact lens. Because it's so thin and light, and because they've made the transparent version, you can actually apply it to the front of a contact lens. And they did that and then put it into an artificial eye. They haven't actually put it in a real eye yet. And they showed that it still worked. So what they think this could be useful for is monitoring eye diseases like glaucoma, because you can put a sort of stress sensor on this plastic contact lens that can detect changes in eye shape that are a problem.
So when the eye swells because of the pressure going up in glaucoma, it could register that and then give a person an early warning, because the problem with glaucoma is you don't know that this is happening to you and you could be damaging your sight without realising it.
Exactly. It can send them probably a text message to their phone to go and see a doctor and get this dealt with.
That's fascinating. Ginny, thank you very much. That's Ginny Smith.